Everyone understands him.
Yes.
Oh, that's a big relief.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam
Chaiva Narottama
Narayanam Chaiva Narottama
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasa
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasa
Tato Jaya Mudiraye
Tato Jaya Mudiraye.
So we will read from the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Satyavrata Prabhu told me that you are reading this chapter, right? I will read 26th verse of the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Please repeat. Anye,
anye,
tu,
tu,
evam,
evam,
ajananta,
ajananta,
srutva,
srutva,
anibhya,
anibhya,
upasate,
upasate,
te,
te,
ati,
ati,
cha,
cha,
acitaranti,
acitaranti,
eva,
eva,
mrityum,
mrityum,
sruti parayana,
sruti parayana,
anyatveva majananta,
anyatveva majananta,
srutva nebhya upasate,
srutva nebhya upasate,
tepichati tarantyeva,
tepichati tarantyeva,
mrityum sruti parayana,
mrityum sruti parayana,
anyatveva majananta,
anyatveva majananta,
srutva nebhya upasate,
srutva nebhya upasate,
Tepichati tarantyeva,
Tepichati tarantyeva,
Mrityum sruti parayanaha,
Mrityum sruti parayanaha,
Anyatveva majananta,
Anyatveva majananta,
Srutvanibhya upasate,
Srutvanibhya upasate,
Tepichati tarantyeva,
Tepichati tarantyeva,
Mrityum sruti parayanaha,
Anye,
others,
others,
to,
but,
evam,
evam,
thus,
thus,
ajananta,
ajananta,
without spiritual knowledge,
without spiritual knowledge,
srutva,
srutva,
by hearing,
by hearing,
anyebhya,
anyebhya,
from others,
from others,
Upasate,
upasate,
begin to worship,
begin to worship,
te,
te,
they,
they,
api,
api,
also,
also,
cha,
cha,
and,
and,
atitaranti,
atitaranti,
transcend,
transcend,
eva,
eva,
certainly,
certainly,
mrityum,
mrityum,
the path of death,
the path of death,
Shruti parayanaha,
Shruti parayanaha,
inclined to the process of hearing.
Inclined to the process of hearing.
Translation. Again, there are those who, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about Him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the path of birth and death. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This verse is particularly applicable to modern society, because in modern society there is practically no education in spiritual matters. Some of the people may appear to be atheistic or agnostic, or philosophical, but actually there is no knowledge of philosophy. As for the common man, if he is a good soul, then there is a chance for advancement by hearing. This hearing process is very important. Lord Chaitanya, who preached Krishna consciousness in the modern world, gave great stress to hearing, because if the common man simply hears from authoritative sources, he can progress. Especially, according to Lord Chaitanya, if he hears the transcendental vibration, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. It is stated, therefore, that all men should take advantage of hearing from realized souls and gradually become able to understand everything. The worship of the Supreme Lord will then undoubtedly take place. Lord Chaitanya has said that in this age no one needs to change his position, but one should give up the endeavor to understand the absolute truth by speculative reasoning. One should learn to become the servant of those who are in knowledge of the Supreme Lord. If one is fortunate enough to take shelter of the pure devotee, hear from him about self-realization, and follow his footsteps, one will gradually be elevated to the position of a pure devotee. In this verse, particularly, the process of hearing is strongly recommended, and this is very appropriate. Although the common man is often not as capable as so-called philosophers, faithful hearing from an authoritative person will help one transcend his material existence and go back to Godhead, back to home. Srila Prabhupada ki. Anyatvevam ajanantak srutvani dhyau pasate te pichati tarantyeva mrityum shruti parayana. Again, there are those who are, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing from about him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the path of birth and death. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutare Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Vinyamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatadeshitarini Vancha Kalpataro Deshya Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yantah pravishya mama vachim imam prasuktam sanjeevaya takiva shakti daraksvadam nanyam shahasta charana shravanatva gadim pranam namo bhagavate purushaya tudyam. So as Srila Prabhupada explains, this verse is very appropriate to the modern time. This 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is an important one because it explains the process of knowledge and the object of knowledge. In the beginning of this chapter, Arjuna asks Krishna, what am I to know? What is knowledge? And how to know what am I to know? What is the process of knowledge? And Krishna explains this philosophy of the soul and super soul. And basically, in the previous verse, he said about the object of knowledge, what you have to understand. And he said, the object of knowledge is, of course, super soul. We have to understand the super soul within our heart. And Krishna says that there are three common processes or methods to understand super soul. Commonly, if you ask people in India who still belong to some kind of spiritual background, they will tell you karma yoga. And Krishna says, karma yogena. By karma yoga, you can understand something. You can purify your heart. Karma yoga is the process to purify your heart from the unwanted desires. Desires are rambling within our heart. And karma yoga is a special discipline to gradually cool it down. The heart now is very in a burning condition. It's burning from inside. You know, so many lusty desires are there. I want this, I want that. And of course, modern society ignites this fire of lusty desires. All this advertisement, you know, you need this. You really need this. You're nothing without this. You're really nobody if you don't have this car or this wife or I don't know what. Or this house or this washing machine. So this is a propaganda which is going on. They are more or less consciously creating desires within our heart. Actually, this is how the Vedic culture was destroyed. The Muslim, they couldn't destroy Vedic culture. Englishmen, British, they couldn't do much. But TV destroyed Vedic culture very quickly. You know, Muslims were here in India for thousands of years. They couldn't do much. British were there. They did something, but they didn't do much. But TV did it within a couple of years. Because TV consciously plants desires within our heart. So Krishna says, if you want to cool down your desires, karma yoga is there for you. And then he says there is dhyana. Dhyana means meditation. If you want to understand God, we all know you should meditate. You should close your eyes, or you should half close your eyes. Because if you close your eyes, you will fall asleep. You know, everyone has this experience. Because closing eyes means sleeping. You know? So Krishna says, you concentrate your mind on the tip of your nose and, you know, see what happens after that. This is dhyan meditation, or mystical process. And then he says sankhya, or gyan, means that you really try to understand heart, who is God and who is not God, what is spirit, what is matter. So he basically says there are three processes. But then he says, this verse, this is in the previous verse, but he says, Sanyetve vama jananta srutvani bhyao pasate tepichati tarantiva mrityu sruti parayana. He says, but there are other people who still can conquer over death. By the way, he didn't say that you can conquer over death by previous processes. Of course you can. There is no doubt about it. But he specifically stresses this, knowing that other processes are not really applicable to our time. You know, people, it's very difficult to follow karma yoga. Everyone says karma yoga, but basically karma yoga means to serve your wife. People think this is the karma yoga. I once spoke with one very rich Indian businessman. He's a Marwari. You know, he has crores and crores and crores of rupees. You know, big, big man. So we started speaking about Bhagavad Gita with him. And I said, Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna teaches you should follow your duties. He said, I'm following my duty. I said, the meaning of following the duty is to worship God. Because ultimately, Krishna explains, karma yoga means you not just follow your duty. You follow your duty as the way to serve God. You have to put God in the center. He said, yes, I am serving my God. My God is my wife. It's no problem with this. I am following my duties and I am serving my God. I couldn't go any further with him. He said, I am a perfect karma yogi. But Krishna says, therefore Krishna says that other processes, they may be there, you know, dhyana yoga, you know, meditation, you know, so many people try to do meditation, especially in the West, you know, the people go to yoga classes and they try to meditate, you know, the maximum amount of time they can meditate is 2.5 minutes, maybe 3 minutes, not more than this. Because the mind is disturbed. You know, everyone in this age, in this time and age, the minds of everyone is totally disturbed. You know, the mind is agitated. The whole modern society is created in such a way as to agitate our mind.
totally agitated. How you can meditate if your mind is agitated? You know, you cannot. Meditation means, you know, the discipline for meditation. For few years, you really have to follow very strictly yam niyam. You know, this is the basic calming of the mind. But you know, who follows yam and niyam nowadays? Satyam, you know, nobody follows satyam. Nobody follows astha. You know, this is not realistic. You know, and after that, you have to follow asana and then pranayama. And then pratyahara, and then only pratyahara, after pratyahara there is dhyana. You know, when your mind is totally cool and you can concentrate. Actually, dhyana starts when you can concentrate on one point for at least 14 minutes. You know, you shouldn't move your mind from this point for 14 minutes. Then only you can talk about dhyana. Dhyana means you have such a concentration that you can keep. You know, you have an image in front of you, you close your eyes, and you keep this image, you know, your mind doesn't go anywhere. You know, 15 minutes is a long time when you start meditating. If you're doing something else, it's a short time. But meditation, it's very long time. Try to sit in one place for 15 minutes without moving your mind. Arjuna says it's not possible, because mind is like a wind. And Arjuna had an amazing power to concentrate his mind. You know, he could look in oil and see the reflection of a fish which is behind the revolving wheel. And by looking in this reflection of the fish, he can, you know, put the arrow in the eye of this fish. It means he has to concentrate on this reflection very thoroughly. And he says, I cannot do this. And Krishna suggested to him, why don't you do meditation? Arjuna said, thank you very much. This is not for me. I'm a grihastha. You know, and grihastha means, you know, wife and children and household duties. So meditation is ruled out totally. Meditation is ruled out. Sankhya, you know, Srila Prabhupada says, some people pretend to be philosophers. Nowadays, so many people, especially in Kerala, so many people, they like to pose themselves as philosophers. You know, we were walking nearby in our place, and one person stopped us. He said, I'm Ramachandran, who you are? He said, we are Bhakti Vigyan Goswami. He said, let's talk. He said, what do you follow? I said, we follow Bhagavad Gita. And he started arguing. And, you know, it was clear from the first split second of his speech that he is not interested in truth, he is just interested in arguing. You know? No matter what you say, he said something else. If I say I'm a communist, he will argue against communism. If I say I'm Hare Krishna devotee, he will argue against Hare Krishna. You know? And he will remain the same. You know, that Prabhupada says there are people, you know, who pose themselves as philosophers. This is their game. This is more or less their lila, so to speak. This is just useless waste of time. They just want to exercise their mental capacities. They speculate and speculate, and this is their way to agitate their mind. Because the mind is generally agitated, they're agitating their mind in a specific way, and they think they're philosophers. Again, Sankhya implies very rigid discipline. If you really want to be jnanis or, you know, study Sankhya, it's very difficult. But luckily for us, there is the fourth method about which Krishna speaks in this verse. He says, Shruti Parayana, he says, if somebody is inclined to hear Tepichati Tarantiva Mriti Shruti Parayana, he said, you can conquer death still. Srila Prabhupada stresses this point that basically everything which you can achieve by other methods, you can achieve by hearing. Hearing is extremely powerful. We sometimes don't understand how powerful hearing is. Hearing is the process which can really redirect your consciousness in the right way. Hearing is the most powerful process to influence your consciousness. And therefore, it is said in this verse that Krishna says, If you have this one quality, just one simple quality, Shruti Parayana. Shruti Parayana means the humility within your heart, which makes you inclined to hear. Because in order to hear, you have to be humble. There is one secret in this verse. And it's a very important secret. Every one of us likes to speak. Nobody of us likes to hear. We prefer to speak. Because speaking means, I'm the boss and you're my servant. You know, you please notice what you think when somebody speaks. Especially when you're speaking with another person. Somebody is speaking and you always think, when he will finish. So that I can start speaking. Because we like to speak. Because this is our manifestation of our controlling tendency. The tendency to control, Ishvarahamaham Bhogi, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, everyone has this somewhat demonic tendency to rule over or to control others. And that manifests in the desire to speak. Desire to hear means humility. If we really want to hear, it means that deep within our heart, we think that we don't know. But everyone, deep within our heart, thinks we all know. We know everything. And therefore, we prefer to speak instead of hearing. And but Krishna here says, if you have this basic, elementary quality of humility, which makes you to hear, which really makes you inclined to hear, which really gives the burning desire within the heart, I want to hear the truth from somebody who knows the truth, then you can be saved. Because it's not enough just to hear. You have to hear in a specific mood. There is a nice story. It's a nice little story which illustrates the point that nobody wants to hear, everyone wants to speak. There was one actor, and he was a very good actor, and he came to a rich person, and rich person looked at his art, and he said, can you perform this art for 1 year? Non-stop. If you can do it, I will give you a cow. No problem. I have many cows. And the actor was poor and he wanted to have a cow. And he started thinking, how to cheat this guy? Because he cannot perform for 1 year. He said, yes, I can do this. But on one condition. If you can hear me performing for 1 year. The guy said, hearing is easy. You know, performing is difficult, you know. He has to really, you know, hearing is easy. But the actor knew, you know, the truth. So he started performing, and the guy listening and listening and listening. After 1 day, he said, take your cow and go back home. I cannot do it any longer. Because it seems to be simple, but it's difficult. It's difficult because of this basic pride which is there within our heart. In this 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that humility is the starting point of knowledge. Amanitvam adambitvam ahimsak shantirarjavam, when he explains the qualities of knowledge, he says knowledge starts with humility. Only if you are humble, you can claim that you have a knowledge. In Keno Upanishad, there is a famous paradoxical Vedic statement that if somebody says he knows, he doesn't know. And if somebody says, I don't know, he knows. So again, this Shruti mantra teaches us the same point. You only know something in this world if you think you don't know. And if you have this mood within the heart, then you will develop the desire to hear. Because if you think, I don't know, then the need to hear from somebody who knows will appear within your heart. And that will push you in this right direction to hear. I want to hear, I want to hear, I need to know the truth.
So this is how Krishna explains here what is the saving grace. And Prabhupada says, if somebody is simple-hearted, if somebody is not complicated, you know, unfortunately it's not the case for most of the people in Kerala. Most of the people in Kerala are quite complicated. 100% literacy, you know. But if somebody has this basic quality of humility, of simplicity, and he has this inside the burning desire, then srutvanibhya, you should hear from others upasate. And then not only hear, then you should start worshipping the Lord. Because when you hear from the proper source, or the proper direction which you will hear will direct you to do something. Usually, and it's also a common phenomenon which we can see in the modern society, people hear and hear and hear, but nothing changes within their life. So the stress here in this particular verse is not on hearing. The stress in this verse in the proper hearing. Because Krishna explains the basic components or the basic aspects of proper hearing. The basic aspects of proper hearing is the humility of mind. This is the first one, very important, Shruti Parayana, this desire to hear. And the second aspect, Shrutvani Bhyau Pasate. The second aspect is that you hear and then you do. You not remain on the same position. You should allow hearing to change your heart. Very conveniently, Krishna gave us two ears. Two ears means in one ear it comes, from another ear it goes. Krishna knew our basic nature. So he gave us this very convenient process, you know. You know, it's just straight way through. But the real process of hearing is that you hear and then you think. What it means for me. What it means in my life. What I have to change. Basically, hearing means, if you're hearing somebody, you have to ask the question, what it means for me? What is there for me? How I should live after hearing what I heard? And it means that you allow what you heard to go deeper within your heart. Instead of pushing it through one ear into another ear, you allow it to go to the heart. And this is the secret. This is very difficult. This is not easy. Because again, we're ready to hear, but we think that hearing means something which is not obliging me. But hearing is obliging. Hearing is the responsibility. The real hearing means I hear and I take responsibility for what I have heard. I take personal responsibility. It is something for me. Like when Krishna speaks. Krishna doesn't speak just for Arjuna. Krishna speaks for every one of us. And this is the sense of urgency which has to be also within our heart for proper understanding what we heard. If there is no sense of urgency, if we're just negligent, if we're just, taking this convenient, comfortable position and leaning back and think, you know, you speak and I will see, you know, whether you will entertain me nicely or not. Sometimes people come to the lecture and they want to hear some jokes. You know, this is very common in ISKCON. ISKCON, I think the lectures is for jokes, for good jokes, you know. A good lecture if there is some good joke, you know. You ask somebody after a lecture what it was all about. You know, after 15 minutes, nobody will be able to speak to say, it was a great lecture. I don't remember anything. But that means that something is wrong. That means there is no sense of urgency within the heart. The burning desire within the heart is the means to transform the sound vibration which we hear
within the energy within our heart. Actually, the real process of hearing is that with the hearing you can get energy. Hearing is a powerful process, because by hearing others you can get tremendous energy from the speaker, which will help you to change your life. Tremendous energy. You know, if somebody has the proper source of knowledge, it means he's connected with God. It basically means when he speaks not from himself. He speaks from God directly. And the energy which is flowing from God is flowing from his mouth into our mind and into our heart. So it has tremendous energy, but you have to know the secret how to utilize this energy. Usually this energy is wasted. It just remains the vibration in the air. You know, just nice vibrations. Yeah, right. Very good. Nothing changes. But if you really catch this energy, you know, like there are so many devices, modern devices, which are trying to catch the energy. The wind has the energy, the sunshine has the energy. So the same thing has to be created within our mind or within our heart. You know, you have to catch this energy, transform this energy, and use this energy within your life. Srila Prabhupada was this kind of speaker. When he spoke and when somebody would hear it with attentive mind, this person would get a tremendous source of energy. I know one person, he is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. He was studying law in Harvard School of Law. This is the one of the best universities in America. Harvard, you know, half of American presidents are from Harvard. And they all graduated from this Harvard School of Law. So he was on his way to become the famous lawyer or whatever. He is in this best university. He was one of the best students. He went for his vacations before graduation of the university to France, and he went to Switzerland, and he heard Srila Prabhupada. He met with a devotee. Devotee said, "Why don't you come and see my spiritual master?" He met a devotee in Paris or somewhere, or in Sorbonne. He was taking some lectures in Sorbonne. So he thought, maybe it's a good idea. So he went to Switzerland for 2 days, and he heard Srila Prabhupada speak for 2 nights. On the third night, Srila Prabhupada spoke with him personally. And on the fourth night, on the fourth day, he was in Vienna, living in some cellar, renting some cellar, trying to open the temple in Vienna. He abandoned all his career. He abandoned everything. He went to a city where he has never been, and he was trying to open the temple. And he doesn't know anything about the philosophy, anything about this, but he has the energy. What he received from Prabhupada, from proper hearing, he received tremendous source of inspiration, which completely changed his life. He still thinks, he told me, I can't believe what happened with me, but I'm very happy that it happened. Why? Because of this simple quality. He heard and he allowed these words or this sound vibration to change his life. That's what it is. There is a very interesting story in Padma Puran in this regard. Very instructive story for all of us to understand. This is a story about Gokarna and Dundukari. It's from Bhagavatam Mahatmya. Very famous story, that there was this rascal, really criminal rascal, really low class person, who created all kinds of sins, and ultimately, after being killed by his girlfriend, prostitute or whatever, he became a ghost. He really was miserable, and he became a ghost because he created so many sins in his life. So his stepbrother was a very pious person, and he knew Srimad Bhagavatam very well. His stepbrother was Gokarna, and he came and he encountered this ghost, and he realized that this is his brother, and this ghost was trying to haunt him, and ultimately this Gokarna said, "I can relieve you. But you have to listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. And this ghost was so miserable, he said, yes, I will do this. So this Gokarna, he placed this ghost in a bamboo stick, and this bamboo stick had seven knobs, seven parts of it. And this ghost was there, and Gokarna started speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, and all other many people came to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Hundreds and hundreds of people came from this village. This place where Gokarna spoke Srimad Bhagavatam is still there on the bank of Yamuna. So many people came. And this ghost was hearing calls. So after each day, when Gokarna stopped speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the knots in this bamboo stick would burst. Boom! You know, it was big sound. And everyone was afraid. Ultimately, after 7 days, for 7 days, Gokarna was speaking Srimad Bhagavatam non-stop for seven days, and this ghost Dundukari was listening. What happened on the seventh day? The airplane, Viman, came from the heaven, and the airplane came to this ghostly being, and people, Vishnu Dutas from the spiritual sky, took this Dundukari, and Dundukari assumed four-armed form, and they invited him to Viman to take to Vaikuntha. And Gokarna said, wait, how is that so many people heard Srimad Bhagavatam and you're only taking him, not all these people? Hundreds of people were there. Hundreds of people were sitting with this Dundukari, and Dundukari is the rascal of all the rascals. And you're taking him and you're not taking all these pious people. And the Vishnu Dutta said, yes, so many people heard Srimad Bhagavatam, but only Dundukari listened it properly. Only Dundukari not only listened. You know, all the people, they listened to Srimad Bhagavatam, they went home and they drank some tea and slept. But Dundukari, whole night, was thinking what he heard. He was thinking what it means for me. What does it mean? What I have to do now. So the Vishnu Dutta said that he is the only one who heard. Nobody else heard this. Therefore, by taking him, we are not taking anyone else. And this is a very essential teaching for all of us, that you know, we have to hear to conquer death. And we have to understand that death is there for every one of us. We're negligent about our basic duty of hearing only because we don't believe in death. We think that, you know, when the death comes, then maybe I will hear. When there will be 1 week before death, then maybe, you know. And now I have so many plans and so many other things. But this is all nonsense. You don't know when you will die. You may die tomorrow. You may die in 1 week. You know, at least Dundukari had 7 days. We don't know, you know. Like now, on the way from Trichur, we were driving in this car, and when we were turning one point, you know, we almost hit the bus, you know. There was a big bus. Luckily, the speed was not so big. And the driver was little absent-minded, and we nearly had an accident. You know? So we could be somewhere else by now. Very easily. This is such a dangerous place, this world. Anything can happen with us any time. And because we don't understand this, because we are kind of complacent, we think, oh, yeah, I know. Only because we think we know, we don't know anything. And that's why we don't hear properly, and that's why we don't change so much. What happens with us, something changes. Some little things here and there changes. But there is great resistance from within. And this great resistance from within doesn't allow us to change properly. You know, if we would hear Srimad Bhagavatam properly, it is said in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Tat Kshanat. In the same moment, God will be within your heart. Srimad Bhagavatam is such a powerful message that when you hear it properly, immediately God is arrested within your heart. He is there and he cannot move from your heart. The same moment. This is how the proper hearing works. If we work with this ardent desire, I need to hear this. Because I need to be with God. I need to relate to God. Otherwise, what is there with me? Otherwise, I will be totally lost in this world. So many, you know, things are there in this world. I will be lost. If the God is not there within me, within my heart, if I cannot see Him all the time and relate to Him, I will be lost for sure. Because Maya is so powerful. Because the modern day and age is so polluting. The whole atmosphere of this world is so polluting. Therefore, what I want to say, my simple message today, because I don't want to, my time is more or less over, I don't want to make it too long, because if I speak too long, then you will think, when he will finish. Anyway, so, but what I want to say is that it is important to hear. This is the beginning of real yoga. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnam, Smaranam, Padasevanam. The beginning of bhakti yoga is hearing. Hearing is the foundation of our practice. The hearing has to be there every day of our life. Not only when somebody comes. We have to hear. We have to read Prabhupada's books because it's also hearing. When we hear Prabhupada's words, it's amazing because, again, in his words, there is tremendous energy. If we really read his books, you know, tremendous source of energy can come to our heart. Really. You know, we just neglect this amazing process. So, what I mean to say that the hearing process has to be there every day in our life. We have to hear proper source. It means we have to hear our Guru Maharaj lecture, we have to hear Srila Prabhupada speak, we have to read his books. Somehow or other, we have to hear. But not only that. Because sometimes, especially when we are at home, you know, we just think that this is just nice background sound. You know, blah, 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 blah. No, we have to hear properly. With proper mood of humility and urgency of the message. How important it is for us. And if this mood is there, then our life will be miraculous. We will experience miracles at every step of our life. I will guarantee you, no problem. You know, this is true. We will experience miracles. We all often, we like miracles. We like to hear about miracles. But miracles has one characteristic. They always happen with somebody else, not with me. But you will be able to experience miracles yourself every day of your life. Every day of your life will be a miraculous adventure if this hearing process will modify your life and will mold your life in a proper way. So this is few words which I wanted to say in regard to this important verse of Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says there are so many other processes, but there is very important process which is suitable for us. Other processes, they're good to know about as a theory. But the process which can really work is the hearing, Shravanam. But hearing has to be proper. Hearing has to be bona fide. The source has to be proper, and especially my mood has to be very proper. And if this is there, then very nice thing will happen with us. Thank you very much. So I said a few.
You're only very sorry that we can't see you.
Few jokes.